Sharing Time, Warp and Weft by Anne Jameson. A tapestry is a beautiful picture made of yarn or thread. For hundreds of years, craftsmen have made tapestries. They create the designs by hand, weaving weft, that's horizontal or side to side, threads around warp, vertical or up and down threads. With much patience, practice, and skill, weavers can create lovely tapestries to beautify homes and palaces. Sometimes, tapestries tell a story or depict an event in history. Your life is like a beautiful tapestry. The experiences of your life are like the warp threads of your tapestry. New things happen every day. You cannot always choose what your experience will be. Some children live in the city. Others live in rural areas. Some children live by the ocean. Others live in the desert. Wherever you live, you will have experiences that are different from those of anyone else. Even though you may not be able to choose all of the experiences you will have, you can choose how you will respond to them. Your choices and decisions make up the weft threads of your life's tapestry. The gospel of Jesus Christ can be the pattern you follow as you make choices each day. Jesus gave us that pattern when he said, "Come and follow me," Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Each day, you choose the color and design the weft threads that you weave to make your tapestry beautiful. How do you choose? My Gospel Standards can help you know how to make good choices to weave into your tapestry. For example, suppose your family has just moved to a new town. How can My Gospel Standards help you? One standard reminds you, "I will seek good friends and treat others kindly." So you will just sit and wait for someone to find you? Or will you smile, be friendly, attend church, and look for good friends? Weaving good friends into your life's tapestry is fun, and good friends can last for a lifetime. Jesus taught, "Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you," John chapter 15, verse 14. As you keep his commandments, you are weaving into your life eternal threads of friendship with him. Another example, "I will be honest with Heavenly Father, others, and myself." When you are honest with Heavenly Father, you're able to feel his love, and that is a happy feeling. That is one important reason for paying an honest tithe. As you attend tithing settlement at the end of the year, you can say to the bishop, "Yes, I am a full tithe payer." When you are honest with others, they learn that they can trust you. Your friends can depend on you, and Heavenly Father can depend on you. You are weaving honesty, trust, and dependability into your life's tapestry. My Gospel Standards reminds you to keep your mind and body sacred and pure, to not partake of things that are harmful. To those who follow his laws of health, Heavenly Father has promised not only good health, but knowledge. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 18 through 21. Sharing Time Ideas. The first three ideas are given as examples of lessons on specific standards in My Gospel Standards on the back of My Achievement Days booklet. Please focus on and memorize the gospel standards that need emphasis in your primary. 1. I will be honest with Heavenly Father, others, and myself. Begin by teaching the children to stand and sing, "I Believe in Being Honest," Children's Songbook, page 149. Ask, "What does it mean to be honest?" Let the children respond. Is it honest to lie, to cheat, to steal? A family on vacation stopped to buy a soft drink from a vending machine. They put in the coins, pushed the button, and two cans came out instead of one. Their money came back too. The children were excited. Then their father asked, "Are you willing to be a thief for such a little bit of money?" Ask the primary children, "What do you think that they did?" Discuss. Ahead of time, prepare slips of paper with other situations in which the children would be faced with a test of their honesty. Have one child read the situation and let the rest provide answers. See Primary Number 6 Manual, Enrichment Activities, on Number 4, page 59. For suggestions, tell the story of the seminary students in Family Home Evening Resource Manual, Lesson 3, page 195. Help the children memorize this gospel standard by writing the first letter of each word, LWBHWHFOAM, on the chalkboard or on a chart. Point to the corresponding letters as you repeat each word. Repeat the standard several times and let the children repeat it until they no longer need the chart. Have each child, volunteers chosen randomly, stand and say one word of the standard so that all must be ready with the correct word when called on. Sing from the children's songbook, I Will Be Valiant, page 162. Seek the Lord Early, page 108, and Repentance, page 98. Conclude by again singing, I Believe in Being Honest. Other ideas for this topic can be found in Family Home Evening Resource Manual, pages 194 to 196, and Primary Number 6 Manual, page 196. 2. I will use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus reverently. I will not swear or use crude words. Divide the children into four groups. Assign each group part of the words of this standard. I will use the name of Heavenly Father and Jesus reverently. I will not swear or use crude words. Have each group stand and repeat their words, first in order, then from the last group to the first. Then have all the children repeat the entire standard. See if they can hear the words when the standard is repeated in order by the groups, but with one group being silent. Discuss showing reverence by speaking their names with respect, honor, and love. Tell President Kimball's experience with a hospital orderly who took the Lord's name in vain. See, What Would the Prophets Want Me to Do? Friend, September 1999, page 38, or Family Home Evening Resource Manual, Lesson 1, page 215. Remind the children that they are keeping their baptismal covenant when they speak reverently of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, and never swear or use crude words. Have the children stand and repeat the standard, sing, hum your favorite hymn, from the Children's Songbook, page 152. 3. I will only read and watch things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father. Show the children a brown paper bag with the scriptures inside and a beautifully wrapped gift box with garbage inside. Ask which they would choose, then let them open the packages. Discuss why they chose as they did. Explain that movies, books, and television programs could be compared to the packages. Sometimes bad things are made to look very attractive. Ask what kinds of garbage might be found in these kinds of entertainment. Have the children turn to Moroni chapter 7, verses 12 through 19. Read these verses together and discuss the standard for judgment that Moroni gives us. Without having them share with one another, the older children should each make a list of the books and magazines he or she has read lately and of the programs and movies he or she has watched. Then each child could compare his or her list with Moroni's standards to see if the choices invited him or her to do good and love God. They could each circle or check those that would be pleasing to Heavenly Father. Suggest that the children discuss their lists with their parents. Help the children memorize the gospel standard by preparing a written copy of it for each child and cutting it into word strips. After saying the standard together a few times, give the children their slips and have them arrange them in correct order. For younger children, have the children draw pictures of their favorite books or of something they have seen on television. Let them share their drawings with the group and help them identify the good things they are learning from their right choices. Sing from the children's songbook, Dare to Do Right, page 158. Choose the Right Way, pages 160 and 161. The Still Small Voice, pages 106 and 107, and or Nephi's Courage, pages 120 and 121. 4. Many primary songs can help us remember and live the My Gospel Standards. As you discuss each one, ask the children to suggest primary songs that illustrate it, or sing songs from the children's songbook that relate to the various standards, and ask the children which gospel standard applies. Possibilities. Listen, listen, page 107. I Believe in Being Honest, page 149. Friends Are Fun, page 262. Kindness Begins with Me, page 145. The Lord Gave Me a Temple, page 153. Reverently, Quietly, page 26. The Word of Wisdom, pages 154 and 155. Remember the Sabbath Day, page 155. Repentance, page 98. Stand for Right, page 159. I Love to See the Temple, page 95. I Hope They Call Me on a Mission, page 169. I Will Be Valiant, page 162. I Will Follow God's Plan, pages 164 and 165. Sing each song in a different way, standing, marching in place, girls sing a phrase, boys sing a phrase, teachers sing, using dynamics, guessing the song from the tapped rhythm or from the hearing, just the first three notes, etc. Prepare a simple calendar for the month for each child. Let the children fill in the name of the month and the days of the week. Teachers may do this for younger children. Let each child decorate his or her own calendar. Encourage all to hang theirs in their home. Each evening, they could write or draw on the calendar what they did that day to follow My Gospel standards. Give each child a copy of it to post beside the calendar. Both the music leader and the member of the primary presidency should bear witness to the children of the important gospel principles you are teaching. 5. Additional Friend Resources. Tithes and Offerings, November 1996, page 12. Silent Messenger, November 1996, pages 8 through 11. Intents of Your Heart, September 1997, inside front cover. Secret Pals, September 1997, pages 2 through 4. Sister Terry, June 1998, inside back cover. My Morning Thought, September 1997, page 27. Daniel Obeys the Lord, June 1998, page 34. R.A.D.A.R., April 1995, pages 42 and 43. End of Sharing Time, Warp and Weft by Ann Jameson.